When one specializes and becomes a so-called expert in one aspect of science, this intensification of study actually prevents a true understanding of the subject. The natural world is an interconnected web, and by law of analogy, all subjects reflect all others. Through the connection of all matters, with the intensification then committed to the wholeness, does the true essence of the Absolute find its fully bloomed form. And this week's opening quote comes from Claudia Pavonis. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. And it's true, folks, that you will never really understand anything until you look at the world and all of its components holistically and realize the interconnectedness of everything. This is why it's so important when researching to look at all research that you can and be careful not to actually believe anything, but just to take little nuggets on board and see what resonates and see what can be confirmed by other little nuggets that you find as you continue your research in other areas. But it is important to consider everything and to believe nothing. You know, life is truly a quest for knowledge, and when one chooses to specialize in any particular field, they limit themselves to all of the information that is available in all the other aspects of life and all the other aspects of reality, and very often they fail to see the interconnected nature of everything. And I think that's something important. I think it's something that we've very much lost with our current approach to education, our current approach to science. Something that's become apparent to me for many years, and something that I've mentioned in most of my films, I think, at least in The Awakening I mentioned it, is that everything progresses according to Fibonacci sequence. All plant life, all human form, you know, cell growth, animal form, everything, it all follows the Fibonacci sequence. And something notable about the Fibonacci sequence is that what it does is it combines the present with the past in order to create the future. That is how the numbers progress, and that is how life progresses also. In the past, we have always embraced the old ways, and we've used the old ways to complement the new things that we were discovering. We would add to this, and we would add to our knowledge, and we would merge our old ways with the new knowledge that we'd found to find effective ways of moving forward to a viable future. But what we've done with the technological age, the technocratic age, is we've viewed technology as being our salvation, and we've come to depend upon technology and basically discard anything that is not technologically oriented. For example, we don't even really write anymore. We text each other. We use typewriters. We type on a keyboard. But very few people actually pick up a pen and write to each other or write anything down. They'll type it down into their iPad or into their notebook or whatever. But they rarely carry pen and paper with them. People rarely even pick up a book in the real world these days. Most people read books on Kindle. And we've tended to discard many of the old ways, and we're moving forward into a future, but we're forgetting to merge it with the past knowledge, the past wisdom that we've gained. And you think about it, folks, the human race has been here for thousands upon thousands of years, tens of thousands of years, possibly even millions of years. I certainly don't believe anything we're told by mainstream history. But regardless of that, we have eons of ancient knowledge that has accumulated over time and has culminated in what is the current crop of human beings that exist in the world. And so it's important that we continue and embrace the old ways and see the benefit of merging our technological knowledge with the wisdom from the ancient past. And the same can be said with our medicines. It's very important that we don't simply depend upon science and pharmaceuticals and lose connection with the ancient plant medicines and ancient herbs and remedies that have existed for eons. You know, something very dangerous that's happened with the rise of the technological age is that many people have lost their life skills along the way. Many people simply don't know how to function in a normal environment. They would never be able to build themselves a home or plant themselves a garden or go hunting to catch themselves food or whatever. And I'm sorry if I offend any vegans by saying that, but you know, whatever the life skills are, we seem to have lost all of these life skills. And in the process, we've become completely dependent upon the system because through our education system, we have not been taught any of the old ways. We've only been taught about how to function within this current economic system, this current technological system. And that's all the young kids that are growing up through the system now actually know. And the result has been the creation of a society that is completely dependent upon the system for its survival. Essentially, we've got a society at the moment that you could probably depopulate by simply switching the electricity off. And this is truly unprecedented, folks. We're in a situation where we could experience a mass extinction of humanity simply due to the mass extinction of life skills that humanity has suffered due to the education system that's been thrust upon them. Essentially, people have been trained to take everything for granted. Just take the fact that the electricity's here for granted. Just take the fact that everything's supplied for you for granted. Just take life for granted. Take your friends for granted. Take everything for granted. Everything has just become very superficial and expected. People expect things to be there for them. They expect to be looked after. They expect services to be provided for them. They expect not to have to take any responsibility for their lives. And of course, you have insurance companies to take responsibility for any messes that we may make along the way. And this has really been taken to the next level with the introduction of Common Core, as it's called in the United States, or Common Purpose, as it's called in England, where they are quite literally training children to be stupid. They're quite literally producing a generation of kids which have absolutely no life skills whatsoever. And not only that, but it's a generation which basically demands everything be done for them. A generation completely and utterly dependent upon the nanny state, and therefore a generation which can be controlled extremely easily. And this is very dangerous, folks. As the older generations die out, then we're going to see a more and more controlled society. If people of current generations do not do something about the situation and do not do something to help educate their kids and help people see the world the way it really should be, and perhaps pass some of their life skills on to their children. It really is essential that we do not discard the old ways and become completely dependent upon a system which does not have mankind's best interests at heart. And that's what's happening. I mean, we are, to a large extent, completely dependent upon the system as we are. I mean, it's very difficult to survive without it to any degree anywhere in the modern world. We all have to depend upon it to some degree. But it's just getting to a point where future generations will have no way of extricating themselves from the system because they simply will not possess the life skills nor the capacity for creative thinking which will allow it. I mean, creative thinking, critical thinking, is being virtually outlawed. We've got a situation now where anyone who thinks outside of the box is being labelled as different or possibly a dissenter or a potential terrorist, where even the most basic of emotions is being classed as a disorder. I mean, even if you get angry at somebody, it's being classed as a disproportionate response disorder. And people are policing their own thoughts. They're policing what they think. People are scared to think critically or think anything outside of the norm, anything different to what other people are thinking, because they may be classed as something different or unusual, and they don't want that. Everybody wants to be part of the normal club. And people just being trained into being drones and robots. Perhaps we should ask our politicians to answer a few questions regarding our education system too, folks, don't you think? Perhaps they should explain Common Core. Perhaps they should explain why they're dumbing the children down so much and removing them of all their life skills. Isn't it great, though, when you ask these questions to them and they respond with things like, well, we think that such and such, you know, and it's just ridiculous, folks. What we need to say is, well, we don't care what you think because that isn't what we asked you. We asked you why you're dumbing the children down so much, and we don't care what you think because we think you're an idiot, and we think we would like to remove you from office for being such an idiot and for dumbing our children down to the extent that you are, and we think government should be there to serve the people rather than enslave the people. I mean, really, it is disgraceful what's happening to our kids, folks, what the government is training these children to becoming, what it is doing to them as far as food and the amount of toxins that our children are subject to these days, the Wi-Fi pollution, the rubbish in the food, the rubbish in the water, the stuff they're spraying in the air, and everything they're doing to our kids. It's absolutely disgraceful that we as parents are allowing it. Of course, they're all suffering a very early sexual activation due to the pop industry and the rubbish that that feeds into their minds. The entire music industry is aimed at activating the sexuality of kids, as is the cartoon industry. A lot of Disney cartoons, these all contain sexual subliminals. So it gets people completely disconnected from themselves. It gives them a completely unrealistic version of their sexuality, and it removes them of their life skills. And that's what this social system and education system is designed to do. And it basically primes people for depopulation. You know, that's what we're really facing, folks, is a massive depopulation agenda, and all of this is part of it, as is the merging of the genders that is also taking place, the gay agenda. There is a definite attempt to feminize men and to masculinize women, bringing women into the workforce, putting everything wrapped in plastic so it pumps estrogen into all the food, which lowers the male sperm count and feminizes men. There is most definitely an agenda to merge the two genders together and to make it very difficult to differentiate between men and women. This is also part of the depopulation agenda. Of course, there are gay people who would say that it's homophobic to think like that, but that is, of course, because they're programmed to support this agenda, when it isn't homophobic to think like that at all. I mean, there are definitely people who are born in the wrong body. There are definitely men who should have been born women, and there are women who should have been born men. But there are also those who are quite happy with their sexuality, who have been programmed by the system to embrace other options. And this has been a very deliberate and very methodical plan that's been going on for quite some time, folks. And no, it's not homophobic to think that way. You've just got to look at it, and well, it's pretty obvious. You can see it in the programming, in all the movies, in the cartoons, and with the additives that are being put in the food. It's very obvious to see that both genders are under attack, and what is happening is the merging of the two genders. This is why there's always this battle between the female camp and the male camp, you know, the feminists and the male chauvinists, or whatever you want to call them. When really, it's not about the suppression of the feminine so much as the suppression of all the species, because the men have been just as suppressed by this psychopathic system as have the females. Essentially, we've lost the divinity in both genders, and we need the divine masculine as much as we need the divine feminine. You know, depopulation, ethnic cleansing, whatever you want to call it, it comes in many forms. There are many, many ways you can depopulate a species. One way is to convince them not to breed, not to have kids. And we've seen a lot of that, certainly in the Western world. There's been a huge surge of temporary relationships. You know, a woman will get a partner for a couple of years, and then they'll break up, and she'll get a partner for another couple of years, and another one for another few years, and multiple partners. And we do this through our lives while we're looking for our perfect partner. But of course, while we're doing that, we don't have kids. Very often we don't have kids. Or if we do have kids, they're often born into a single family where they grow up without a father figure. And this, again, promotes the whole depopulation agenda, because you've got kids growing up without the divine masculine. And very often the mother isn't even there enough, because the mother has to work, and so blah, blah, blah. You get the sort of society that we've got now. All of this is part of the same agenda. You look at the additives in the food, the GM food, which is designed to make people sterile after three generations. This, of course, is only the people who have to buy the standard run-of-the-mill, no-name brand supermarket food. The parasites at the top who milk all the wealth from the people, they don't have to eat the GM food, so their gene pool is fine. But all those who eat the GM food end up not being able to breed. Again, you've got the gay agenda, the merging of the two races together, which again eliminates children from the equation. Then you've got the emotional control that people are under as well. These huge cell towers that you see everywhere, folks, these are not just about cell phone frequencies. These are also about controlling people's emotions, keeping people on the edge, keeping people fighting with each other, keeping people stressed out, keeping people thinking weird sexual thoughts, whatever. But it's all interrelated, and it's all part of the same agenda. Destroying the groundwater through fracking, making it impossible for people to grow food on their own properties through aerial spraying and all the aluminium that's appearing in the soil, so all people's crops are failing. All of these things may seem like they're little problems on their own, but really they are all part of the same agenda, and it's all about depopulation, ethnic cleansing, and the merging of the races. And it's happening on a global scale, more noticeable and more predominant in the Western world, of course. We are seeing the Western world really being subject to a lot of programming, while the third world is basically being used as a source of human resources. Then, of course, we've got all of the wars that are being waged everywhere, and these wars are not to protect anybody or preserve any freedoms, folks. They're about depopulation and restructuring the real estate, basically moving the land boundaries around and creating new countries. That's what they're going to be doing with this, folks. And the wars have really been getting ridiculous, and this is something that we need to really stand up and speak up about, folks. Do you realize that since World War II, 90% of the casualties of war have been innocent civilians? 90%. That's just absurd, folks. This is since things like the United Nations were formed to bring about world peace, so we were told. And yet we've had more wars in the last 80 or so years since the United Nations was formed than what we had in Earth's entire recorded history prior to that point. And since the United Nations were formed again, we've had 90% of the casualties of war have been innocent civilians. All been killed in your name, folks. All been killed in your name with your tax dollars because we continue to be politically correct and don't call these criminal scumbags that are running this world out as the criminal scumbags that they are. I mean, they're all corrupt, folks. We've got to face that. All these politicians, virtually every government in the world is completely and utterly corrupt and should be disbanded. Every single one of them. They're all full of psychopaths and criminals, folks, a lot of them. And it's about time the human race stood up and called it. I mean, these people, folks, going around depopulating the planet, vaccinating and poisoning our children, putting poisons and toxins in the food and the water and destroying the environment and waging war and killing people all that they can. And we just go along with it. We go along with it. We think that we have to, but we don't. And honestly, folks, it's really time that we stepped into our humanity and started treating this situation with the urgency that it requires. And it's got to come from the people, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to get any help from the system. We're certainly not going to get any help from our police or our government. I mean, there's a video surfaced recently of a terrible bashing that happened in the police car park underneath the Surface Paradise police station in Queensland. These terrorist thugs in the police force absolutely abusing this man to a ridiculous degree. Each one of these scumbag police officers involved in this incident is a terrorist, is a psychopath, is a criminal, should be removed from office immediately and placed in jail and undergo probably some sort of psychiatric evaluation. But of course, we don't see any of that. We simply see the police fobbing it off and saying, well, we're investigating to see if there was any malpractice or wrongdoing. Here you got these police officers beating a man up on camera, a man who's got handcuffs behind his back. He gets sat on or kneeled on for a while, and then they pick him up and start kneeing him in the ribs and bashing him around. He's got cable ties holding his hands behind his back, and he's bent over double, and you've got three big burly police officers physically abusing this man, and they say they need to investigate to see if there is any wrongdoing. It's absurd, folks. I'd say the guy who said that also needs to go to jail with these corrupt police officers because he's a complete idiot too. And by even saying that he needs to investigate it to see if there was any wrongdoing, he just shows that he's a psychopathic moron who should not be in the position that he holds. And so he should be going to jail with the terrorists who carried out the crime simply for attempting to cover it up the way he's doing. Because, you know, they do this sort of stuff and they say, oh, we have to protect the image of the police force. No, you don't. What you need to do is you need to prosecute these criminals for breaking the law the way they did. And they're even worse than common criminals because these guys are wearing police uniforms and are supposed to be there to protect society rather than act as government-sponsored domestic terrorists, which is basically all the Queensland police do these days. They certainly don't do anything to protect the public. All they do is collect revenue for a corrupt government and beat people up and act like the above-the-law thugs that they have placed themselves to be. It's a very sad situation in Queensland, Australia, folks, and it's the same in New South Wales. These guys are out of control as well. The corrupt Premier of New South Wales has basically removed all the rights from the people, and it's really the same across the whole of Australia. What we really need to do is rally the people to arrest our unelected Prime Minister and war criminal Malcolm Turnbull, and to arrest all the politicians that have supported him in his corrupt sociopathic stance and his introduction of fascism in Australia. Also, anybody who supports the illegal bombing of Syria that he's conducting and his support for the rogue terrorist state of Israel. All of these corrupt criminal politicians should be removed from power, folks. It's really the best thing we can do to bring about some sort of peace and security in the world today is to remove all of these corrupt politicians who have created these problems, get all these liars out of power, take them and leave them on Christmas Island or something like that. And a good place to start right now would be to boycott everything, folks. Boycott anything that is related to any company that is causing harm, injury, or death. Boycott GM food. Boycott elections. Boycott the education system. Teach your kids at home or form local community groups whereby you can teach your children via a combined effort, if that will make it easier. And question the politicians. Ask them to please explain themselves. And if they're enforcing or inflicting legislation upon you, ask them how the legislation is valid when it can be shown that it was enacted by a provable war criminal under their own legal system. And if they want you to prove it, then just point to Gaza Strip, the Fourth Geneva Convention, Article 33, and the support that that politician has shown for the rogue state of Israel. Do that and you've got them backed into a corner, folks. They've simply got nowhere to go from that point because they simply cannot explain the situation to any degree of legal reality at all. And don't be worried about being called anti-Semitic, folks, because this has got nothing to do with Jews or Muslims or anything like that. What it's got to do with is collective punishment. What it's got to do with is international law. And if law is going to mean anything and they are going to inflict their legal system upon us, then the legal system must apply to all. And if it does not apply to all, and if Israel and those politicians who support its actions are not to be held accountable to the full extent of the law, then there is no legal system or system of law that exists on this earth apart from natural law. And the politicians will prove that by their own inaction if they fail to address this issue. And that's one way that we could approach this, folks, by getting the politicians to please explain themselves, because if they cannot, then there is no legal system on this planet. And at that point, we need to mount massive boycotts against this system. And if you're someone out there who is supporting someone who is involved in an industry that in any way supports this corporate system or is involved in something that causes harm, injury, or death to people or the environment, then you also need to make a stand there, folks. If your partner is someone who is involved in one of these industries, if they're in the police or the military, tell them to get a more ethical job, a more moral job, or to get another spouse. I know it's going to be hard to do, but this is the stand we have to take. And we have to take this stand in order for ourselves and our children to have a future. You know, it's time for people to draw their line in the sand, folks. It really is. The time has come for people to stand up and be counted and call this system out and make a stand in their own community where they are and stand against this system and call it out and show it to the friends around you, show it to the people around you, lay it bare for them to see. And you can do that simply by standing up and demonstrating your humanity, because everything this system does is an attempt to squash your humanity and to squash any caring or empathy we have from each other. It's all about molding us into being these perfectly behaved little drones that do exactly what the system says, and anybody who thinks outside of the box or questions the system must be an enemy, must be a terrorist, when really it is the system and the governments and the people who populate these governments who are the enemies of mankind, and they have been for a very long time. And you just got to look around you to see it, folks. Look at the toxins that they're putting in the air, the toxins in the food, the aerial spraying, these vaccines that are causing an enormous amount of damage to people. These politicians are criminals, folks, and they're going to continue raping the world and depopulating the human race until we stand up and make a stand, and that time is now. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to draw your line in the sand to stand up and be counted. And if you're not prepared to do so, and you're not prepared to become part of the solution, then you are, by default, part of the problem. And if you know this information, and you're privy to all the things that we talk about on this show, and you can see what this control system is, and you're not standing up about it, then the future you are creating is your own prison. And you're doing it by your own inaction. And not standing up against this system now, when it is crucial that you should do so, is simply condemning your children to a hell on earth via your own inaction. It's time to draw your line in the sand, folks. It's time to step up and stand up and be counted as part of the solution and to cease being part of the problem. Because every person who has this information and fails to act upon it is more part of the problem than the sleeping masses, because the sleeping masses know not what they do. But those who have privy to the information but don't act are doing so by their own choice, and they're doing so out of fear, and they are, by default, creating the prison that they are so fearful of being constructed around them. They're doing it themselves, folks. They're doing it by failing to act on the knowledge that they possess. I don't know, perhaps they are not completely awake yet, or perhaps they're just too fearful of acting. And I don't mean to put anybody down by saying that, but it does get frustrating for me to put so much information out there and to suggest so many solutions for people and to work to try to implement them in my own community and not to see others implementing the same ideas in theirs, or at least offering some sort of constructive criticism or ideas of their own, constructive input into how we might navigate ourselves out of this mess. But it does get a little frustrating, folks, because it gets to a point where you have enough information and you reach a point of wakefulness where it becomes necessary for you to speak out, and you simply cannot remain silent because you can see the danger of the future that will be created if you do so. And at that point, you simply have to speak, folks. You cannot remain silent in the face of this. It's like seeing an oncoming train and you just refuse to step off the tracks or tell anybody else that perhaps they should move. There gets a point where you have to scream at them to wake up and move, or simply grab them by the scruff of the neck and drag them out of the way yourself. And we are close reaching that point. But look, I think we're close reaching break time here, folks, so I better leave it there for now and we'll go and have a break. Thank you very much for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for sticking around, and thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you know, so one of the big problems that we've faced in responding to the system and responding to the situation that we face has been people's unwillingness to look at any information that disturbs them. People really seem to only want to listen to that which they want to hear. And there are a lot of people out there, a lot of speakers out there, a lot of people presenting information to people who are very intent on telling people what they want to hear rather than what they need to hear. I've seen an awful lot of that happening in this movement, in the response. And I've seen a lot of people led down a lot of rabbit holes and a lot of blind alleys and a lot of places which lead them to endless investigation, but very little action on the ground. And it's important that people now put their information into practice and start putting it into action on the ground. That's when we're going to find real remedy. I mean, success in any matter is born from action, and it's important that we get that focus. Unfortunately, many people believe that by simply going and listening to their favorite speakers, they have actually acted in some way. And very often when they go listen to their favorite speakers, they lock themselves into that speaker's own belief system, and they don't leave themselves open to just considering all information and moving on to see what else can be discovered. And they judge whatever other information comes in by that belief system they've adopted, and very often they attempt to enforce that belief system or inflict it upon other people that they come into contact with. And then they usually attempt to convince that person to associate whatever information they're researching with their newly adopted belief system. And so the divide and conquer strategy continues. And be very careful of people who only tell you what you want to hear, folks, and be very careful of people who tell you they have the answers and who wish to lead you to whatever they believe reality should be. Be very careful of teachers who want to remain your teacher, because a good teacher will create a student that will outgrow the need for the teacher. That is the purpose of teaching, is to empower people into self-discovery whereby they can become their own leader and their own teacher, because that is really how life's lessons are learned. It's all internal, folks, and the only person who can lead you or really teach you is yourself. But you have to be prepared to listen to the lessons and to stop externalizing things. Stop looking for the answer from someone else. Stop believing that anybody else's path through life can become your path through life, because it's all a path of discovery for each individual aspect of consciousness. I mean, a lot of the stuff that's out there disguised as spiritual teachings are really an attempt to homogenize human thinking. The way the multicultural agenda and education systems are designed to homogenize humanity as well. And there are just so many psyops, so many psychological operations that are in play at the moment, folks, all designed to divide and conquer and to keep mankind distracted while the prison is locked down around them. And it certainly is ramping up. In all Western countries, we are seeing a massive escalation of the control grid, and unfortunately, very few people are paying attention to it. We're also seeing a massive amount of legislation coming in right across the world to curtail any criticism of the state of Israel, and there's very few people speaking out against that as well. We've seen attempts to ban BDS. We've seen attempts to label any criticism of Israeli terrorism as hate speech. And basically, a lot of hate speech has been directed at anybody who criticizes the system, and anybody who speaks back is being accused, of course, of hate speech. And this is just the way they play it, folks. They put everything backwards so the shoe is always on the other foot, and they attempt to circumvent the real action by labeling their own aggressive action as what the defensive action would be. This is very typical of the strategies of the Zionists and the people who run Israel. For example, you see the incredibly aggressive Israeli military, which goes out and stomps on every country it can in the general area, labeled as the Israeli Defense Force, when none of its actions are defensive. It acts aggressively and is in fact an occupying army in a country that doesn't belong to it. And this is again the type of reverse psychology we see from the criminals and scumbags and psychopaths who run this system, folks. There's just so much deception in the world, folks. There's so much deception in the system, and there's so much deception in the response to the system. A good rule of thumb is don't follow leaders. Don't follow anybody who says they have the answer and can lead you to safety, because the only one who can lead you to safety is you, but you have to be prepared to act. And that goes for everybody. But we don't need everybody to act. We only need those who are awake and aware to put their knowledge into action on the ground and make a difference in their own community, because that is what will lead us all forward. That will bring other people on board who you won't have to lead, because they will walk beside you on the path to freedom. And that's the situation that we're in now. That's the place we are in history, folks. And we do have a real opportunity to create freedom. Right now, we do have this opportunity. And all it will take is for people to be willing enough to get involved on the ground and to realize that they can lead themselves. They are powerful people. All of us are powerful. We all have the ability to lead ourselves out of this mess. But there's no one person we can follow to safety. We have to all walk together. And who do you think is going to lead you, folks? What, one of the politicians? I mean, seriously. The politicians aren't going to lead us anywhere except where they've been leading us, which is not a very good place. Looking at these people's track record should negate any thought of turning to these people for any type of help. And who else are you expecting to lead you? Someone in the alternate media, someone in the truth community who's going to come up with the big plan that's going to save everything? Well, what's going to happen then? I mean, is everybody else just going to sit back and watch the events unfold on their computer and expect to get the email that tells them the world is free now? I mean, it's not going to work that way, folks. People have to go and get involved themselves. People have to get involved on the ground. And I think now is the prime time for people to do it, because now the system is bare for the picking, folks. Now everything is laid bare. People can see it in their face. The laws in all of our country are getting completely out of control. The police are getting out of control. The governments are out of control. Everybody can see the system now. Everybody can see how corrupt it is. And everybody is looking for a way out. And people are much more open to information now. It's a lot easier to talk to people. And it's a lot easier to rally the people together to regain control of this world. And we've got to get rid of these criminals, folks. We've got to identify the fact that the world is run by criminals. The governments, all of these people are corrupt. Every single one of them, without exception, is a criminal. Everybody in the Australian government, I'd say 99.9% of them, there may be a few low-level politicians who are not bought and paid for, but I'd say 99.9% of them are criminals. These are the worst people possible for the job. And the same with the police. Most of these people simply are not people of integrity anymore. I mean, I'm sure there's still good people in the police force somewhere. I'm sure there are people who join the police force because they want to make a difference, but a great percentage of them are simply thugs who are doing the government's bidding and have no respect for the people at all. So it's time we called it out, folks, because it's the same in every country all around the world. And we have the numbers and we have a legal system, regardless of how corrupt it is. We have a vague sort of a legal system here that we can use in order to gain a little bit of justice here. But the people have to put their mind to it, and they have to be prepared to stand up and actually do it and get involved themselves. No one's going to come and save us, folks. There is no one we can vote in, no one we can vote out that's going to make a difference. Not until we regain control of our own selves and realize the potential that we have and actually stand up to make a difference. I mean, I know I keep saying this. I know I keep just banging the same drum here, folks, but what's it going to take? What's it going to take for people to draw their line in the sand and actually stand up and want to do something about this? Too many people are aware of the situation, but they're just too afraid to act. They go online and they look at it like this spy novel, this fear porn, all the stuff that they get into. They want to know what's going on, and they see it coming, and they want it to change, but they don't want to do anything about it themselves. But they have to. Because that's the only thing that's actually going to bring about change. And if people were to get involved, we could change things very quickly and very easily because we have the numbers to do it. You know, the world really is getting quite messed up. But there is opportunity in all crisis. And the more messed up it gets, the more people wake up to the fact that it's been done by design. And when people start looking into it and start trying to figure out what really is going on here, there are so many rabbit holes for them to go down and so many people for them to point the finger at. There are so many things there to distract them from the current dilemma that we face and a lot of things to lead them away from their personal power. You know, when we start looking into these conspiracies, we start thinking of this terrible controlling hand, this Illuminati that is all powerful and no one can touch. But they're not all powerful at all. It's just a very clever system that they put in place. And it gives the illusion of power. Because we're kept so busy on the treadmill and we're kept so disconnected from each other and disconnected from reality. We're fed this false version of reality through newspapers and television so that reality seems larger than life. It seems bigger and more complex than it really is. But when you really go out and look at the world and you travel around and you start to meet people, you find that it really isn't that complex at all. There isn't really this big, terrible hand that we can't do anything about. It's just that perception that causes the problem. The fact that we perceive it to be all powerful, we perceive it to be all controlling, and we perceive ourselves to be powerless. But it's not true. We're not powerless at all. We can make a difference. And now is the time that we can do it because there are so many people waking up. The corruption is so apparent everywhere. That's why they're bringing in all this legislation, folks. That's why there's all these laws coming out to prevent criticism of Israel. Everyone's finding out that everything this state's doing is illegal. Everything that it's doing is immoral. It's inhuman. It's controlling most of the world. It's the state that carried out the 9/11 attacks, and people are realizing that it's all based on a lie. The whole thing has been built on a lie. The wheels are falling off the myth of the Holocaust. People are realizing there is actually no evidence to support the claim that 6 million Jews died in prison camps in World War II. All of the evidence has been manufactured, and it's all circumstantial. None of it is actual hard evidence that proves the story. In fact, all the hard evidence proves quite the contrary. And people are waking up to this. People are waking up to how much they've been played and how much of today's modern society is actually built on lies. And that gives us an enormous opportunity for change, folks. It gives us an enormous opportunity for clarity at last, to be able to find out what really is going on here and establish some real freedom. But we've got to pull ourselves out of these rabbit holes. We've got to pull ourselves out of all these distractions and pay attention to what is going on. You know, we can unite with our community so very easily now because there is so much to unite us. There are so many common issues that we can focus on, so many everyday issues that affect everybody the same way that people want dealt with. And they're looking for support in dealing with these issues. Even the vaccinations, the wheels are starting to fall off the whole vaccination myth. People are seeing that these vaccinations don't prevent disease. They create disease. They create illness. They create good clientele for big pharma, and they are also depopulating the planet. These vaccinations are not in the best interest of the people, folks. They're in the best interest of the government, and they're in the best interest of the banking corporations that control the government. They're in the best interest of controlling the population and of farming the population, because that's what our governments are doing, folks. They're involved in people farming. And it's being run by banking cartels at the top. The banking cartels own our governments, folks, lock, stock and barrel. They own the whole thing. And these governments are simply puppet shows. Puppet shows filled with criminals and pedophiles. And we need to stand up and call it and do something about it. And we have the strength of numbers, and we are fast getting the unity that we need. If we could pull our head out of these rabbit holes, put down our differences and turn to face this system as one united species, we could call it out in a day and we could make a real difference. And now is the time in history that we have the opportunity to do it. So I really hope mankind steps up to this plate and really steps up to this occasion and embraces this opportunity, because if we don't deal with this, folks, if we allow the system to simply go ahead the way it is, then it's going to lead us to a very dark place. And we have the chance to curtail that right now. We have the chance to turn this world into something incredibly beautiful, turn it into its natural state, the state of abundance that we should all exist in, that we were born into, and that is our birthright. We can do that, folks. We have that opportunity now. And I think we should pay attention to that. I really do. You know, it's important that we pay attention. It's important that we see what we are and the power that we have to bring about change. And it's important that we realize that no one else is going to do it. It really has to be done by us. And each individual has the power, the consciousness, the worth and value to make it happen. You know, everything about this system is falling apart, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. All the politicians have exposed themselves to a ridiculous degree, and everybody can see that there's a real problem. We had Iceland throw their government out, actually investigate them and realized that the bankers had been controlling them, and they basically threw the bankers and the government out and imprisoned the criminals, folks. And we can do this all around the world. We could take their example on board, and we could do it in our own countries if we were prepared to stand up and call it. And that's what we have to do. You know, there's so many ways we can go about it. There's so many evidences that we've got in our communities now, and especially in Australia and in the United States as well. But in Australia, I mean, the police are just out of control. The government is out of control. And it's time we organize strikes and boycotts and just stop complying with this system, folks. I'd like to see a national strike. I'd like to see an international strike. I'd like to see the people just down tools and say that we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to take the world in a different direction. And we want these criminals that are running the place into the ground held accountable for their actions. I think we have the ability to do it if people would simply pay attention. But everyone's kept so busy running on the treadmill is the problem. People don't really see the opportunities that exist for them because people find it very difficult to unite with the people around them. And I still believe there are ways we can do this, folks. I really do. That's what the Full Circle Project is about, so that you can create these action groups and find out what can unite your community. You know, identify a local issue and address that local issue in the right way, by approaching the politicians in the right way and empowering the community in the right way, with the right words, and just by speaking the truth, folks, and calling things out for what they are. Don't be politically correct. The world is run by criminals, and you don't have to pander to them by operating within the language and the pathways that they give you. All you need to do is call them out in a way that people can hear and in a way that they can identify with. And really, the best way to do that is just to be brutally honest, folks. You know, I've had an amazing amount of success with these shows over the last years because all I've ever done is be brutally honest and attempt to empower people. I mean, sure, I may have brought you a lot of negative information. Well, information that you may perceive to be negative or deem to be negative anyway. I mean, a lot of it is quite disturbing information, but it's stuff that people need to know. But all I've really done in all of it is attempt to empower people. You know, you can't ever fix a problem if you don't allow yourself to recognize that the problem exists. You have to do that. You have to pay
pay attention that these issues do exist in order to find remedy for them. The way the legal system is completely corrupt. I mean, you've got to look into it and see how it works to understand its corruption. And when you see how corrupt and convoluted it is, it's actually quite empowering to realize that it's all fiction anyway, and that it was just constructed by people, and that there are ways through this. You know, no matter what mess we are in, folks, regardless of the difficulties we find ourselves in, there are ways through it. And I think it's important that people remember that. You know, it is probably going to get worse yet, folks, because there are a lot of people that are still asleep, and the psychopaths that run this system are not going to go down without a fight. They're not going to go down without kicking and screaming and making as much noise as possible. That's why we've seen them ramping the system up the way they have been. They're not doing it because they want to. They're doing it because they need to, because they know how much the world can see them now. They know how bare the workings have been laid, and they know that people have just about had enough. So they're pushing things as much as they can without making it too obvious so that there isn't some sort of an uprising, because they don't want that. Well, they probably would like it in some ways, in some form, but they don't want the entire world to stand up. And the entire world is really on the verge of standing up, folks. I mean, look what's happening in France. We saw what happened in Iceland. And look what's happened in Greece. Look what's happening in all of these countries. Look what's happening in Spain. The people have had enough everywhere, folks. People are seeing that it simply can't go on the way it has been. I mean, even in Australia, we've got, what, an oil spill on the Barrier Reef now. I mean, we knew that this was going to happen. It was only a matter of time when they started building this huge port there and started bringing shipping through the Barrier Reef that we knew there was going to be an oil spill, and now there has been one. And this sort of thing is really causing people to get outraged. I mean, of course, they probably should be outraged more about the amount of people that are being killed rather than just the oil spill in the reef, but that's what it takes with some people. They just don't do things until it comes to their back door or it's some issue that they can identify with. But it's right across the board now, folks. It doesn't matter what issue you're involved in. You can see where the problem lies, and the problem comes from government. Even the oil spill in the Barrier Reef, that's a direct result of legislation put in place by government that allowed shipping to go through there. It's a direct result of legislation by government that allowed the oil to be harvested and the coal to be harvested and all these ports to be built. All of the environmental damage that we face from any corporate rape of this earth all comes from legislation put in place by governments that allows these situations to come about. It's all the same people, folks. It all comes from the same source. And we have to get these criminals out of power, folks. We have to identify the truth and name the truth. And the truth is that the world is run by criminals, and we need to remove these people from office while we still have a habitat. Because if we don't, these psychopaths and pedophiles are going to destroy our habitat, folks. And that's what they are. Government is just a group of corporate puppets, pedophiles and psychopaths who do not have anybody's best interest at heart except for their own and the corporate masters and banksters whom they serve. And we need to recognize that, folks, and we need to take the necessary steps to deal with the situation for our future and for our children's future. I know I keep saying this, but it's the truth. And people should be able to see how ridiculous and how corrupt the political system is now anyway. I mean, they should be able to see how useless it is and how there is never going to be any remedy found there. I mean, the whole US election debacle, this is incredible, folks. You've got a career criminal like Hillary Clinton running for president, and then you've got Donald Trump. Of course, it's easy to understand why Donald Trump has become so popular, because people are simply sick of the run-of-the-mill line of criminals that they've got to choose from. So when anybody out of left field comes along, of course they're going to choose that. But Donald Trump is certainly not going to save America. And in Australia, folks, I mean, what a joke the Australian political system is. It doesn't even matter who you vote for in Australia. The party just replaces them with whoever they want anyway. And so that's a joke that people should be able to see through immediately. So we're not going to find any remedy from within the political system. I mean, in Britain, look at that. You've got a guy who had sex with the head of a dead pig in order to get the job. I mean, it's a joke, folks. The whole thing is a joke. And if we can't see this, we can't identify these criminals for what they are, then what hope does the human race have, really? Now, as I said on my show last week, folks, at what point does responding to these people become self-defense? At what point are people going to draw their line in the sand and say, look, enough is enough? We're sick of being pushed around by mealy-mouthed little criminals. We're We're sick of the planet being raped. We're sick of all of our resources being stolen. We're sick of being kept in a state of constant hardship. When are people who really want a future for their children going to realize that the future for their children does not come by entering your children into a corrupt education system and attempting to put three meals on the table by working at a job you hate? The only way anybody is going to provide a viable future for their children is to identify the fact that criminals are running this world and they are feeding your children poisons and toxins and GM food and educating them to be stupid and sending them off to die in wars and giving them vaccines that are making them ill so they can enslave them to a pharmaceutical industry. You're not going to provide a future for your children until you realize that you are a slave and you are allowing them to enter into a slavery system by failing to recognize it and failing to do anything about it. And worse than that, the people who do recognize it and who do see that it is a slavery system and who do see that the government is ultimately corrupt, they still don't act. They still think that someone else is going to come along and save the world for them. That's the problem, folks. People simply have to get up off their backsides, get up on their hind legs and start standing up for themselves. Now's the time they have to do it. That's what this time in history is. That's what it's for. That's what everybody came here to do. You came here to make a difference. You came here to stand up for yourself and to stand up for the human race. And now is the time we can do that. We've had the internet come to us. We can all connect with each other. The world has been made so small. We've all been given access to all sorts of information. And now we can see things for the way they are. And now we have the opportunity to make a difference. For the first time, we actually do have the opportunity to make a difference. So I say let's do it, folks. Let's all form action groups together in our own communities and let's stand up and take this system on. And let's call these people out for what they are and reclaim this earth as the home of humanity that it should be, where all people are looked after and all people are free and all people have a chance to live a life of decency and dignity. You know, I think we're going to look back at this time in history, folks, and we're really going to wonder what took us so long. And we're going to laugh. We are. We're going to laugh at the joke that it was, how we thought we didn't have the power and we thought we couldn't be free. We thought we had to go along with these rules. And we're going to laugh and we're going to kick ourselves at how easy it was to actually establish freedom and going to wonder why we never did it before. But what pains me is the suffering that happens to the people along the way, the suffering that's occurring now. It really affects me to see the tragedies that are unfolding around the world. What's happening in Gaza, in Palestine, in West Bank, it's just out of control. What's happening in Venezuela? Venezuela is absolutely off the charts at the moment. What's happening to those people? And that's not even hardly making the news or making the headlines anywhere. And this is just a global thing, folks. There's so many people that are suffering at the moment, and there's ways we can get through this, and I really hope that we do it soon. But as I said, I really think we are going to, and I think we're going to look back and we're going to wonder whatever took us so long to realize that we were already free. All we had to do was stand up and claim it. That's the thing, folks. It's there. It's right there at our fingertips, and it's always been there. There is no one who has any authority over anybody else. There is no reason for us to do any of the things that we're doing. There's no reason for mankind to feel as disempowered as they do, and there's no reason for anybody in this beautiful earth to be suffering. Not in this day and age. Not with all the technology that we have. Not with all the communication that we have. And not with so many people with so many good hearts. We don't have to do any of this, folks. And the suffering that we are seeing is happening due to our inaction. But it isn't just the third world countries and the countries that are being bombed and suffering all these wars that are suffering. It's also the West. It's also what's being done, the slow kill operation that is happening to us and to our children, the chemical spraying, the toxins in the food, in the air, the GM food, the electromagnetic soup, all of it, folks. It's a full spectrum attack. And we need a full spectrum response. And now's the time for us to do it. But look, I think we are at the end of the show here, folks. We've completely run out of time. I'm going to have to leave it there for now. Thank you to anybody who's ever helped with the website. Thank you to all the people who've signed up to subscribe to the Patreon account. That is wonderful that I'm now getting a little bit of help with this show and help to keep the Crow House functioning. And those people who've signed up, it really has been a godsend. But that is it for me now, folks. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take good care until then. In Lakesh.